But Sean Morat, did you have a Cinco de 5-0 today?
Not only did I have a Cinco, you're going to love the Cinco.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's Sean with his Cinco de 5-0.
Cinco de 5-0 with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de 5-0 is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. Timestamp on said Cinco de 5-0 that I emailed to Lou Gower to print, 11:19 a.m., knowing I would be reading this at 5 p.m. I'm here to give you the top five Mets MVPs this year after they have clinched a playoff spot.
Okay.
Here we go.
Number five.
I'm going Francisco Alvarez at number five, and I know he's had his down stretches this year, but the difference early and in that midseason from when he was out to when they played and the Mets winning baseball games was paramount.
Yeah, he had the OG Anunoby effect, right?
Yes.
Where the Mets' win-loss record was incredible every time he played. Yeah, he's had a very tough sophomore season, but hopefully he's getting hot at the right time because he had a huge hit during that rally that they had in the eighth inning.
Even though he did get beat up behind the plate a little bit.
He did.
We continue.
Number four.
Brandon Nimmo was Mr. Clutch so many times this year, and what did he do today?
Ah, big two-run home run that he pimped. I loved watching him pimp that home run. That was the home run that gave him a 6-3 lead.
Yeah,
obviously,
it was a no-doubter.
They blew the lead, but at the time, it felt pretty incredible.
He rally pimped it. All right, here we go.
Number three.
David Peterson. Set up yesterday, the whole month of August and September, David Peterson was the Met ace for a long time there at the end.
You know where I got to give David Peterson so much love? And this did scare me the other day, Teak. I know you hate history sometimes because it doesn't mean anything, and this is going to prove you right. It doesn't mean anything. The Mets had two incredible starts in the second to last day of a baseball season that came before horrible events. Johan Santana's complete game with a torn meniscus. Mm-hmm. Following day, they closed down Shea and Luce.
Yep.
John Main's near no-hitter. The previous season, next day, they lose. And David Peterson's performance yesterday against the Brewers was reminiscent. It was dominant. It was great. It was clutch. But it wasn't going to mean anything if they didn't take advantage of today. And luckily, as Tiki Barber has taught me, history doesn't really mean anything.
It means jack. You make history as it goes.
That's right.
How about that? All right, here we go.
Number two.
It's Sean Manaea with a career year. Was the Mets ace from pillar to post and will be counted on this week in the wild card series.
Yeah, his last start wasn't very good, but Sean's had a wonderful year. And you're right, game two of the wild card series, hopefully up 1-0, but maybe down 0-1. Manaea's getting the ball.
And last but not least.
Number one.
Francisco Lindor, who today, I mean, that is as balls and at bat as we've seen a New York Met have in forever.
It was... Sal and I were talking about this off air, how Piazza kind of set the benchmark for the big, big home runs. Lindor's home run today was as clutch a home run as this franchise has had in a long time. They've had some clutch postseason home runs that live in history. But when you think about the circumstances, when you think about where this team was after blowing a 6-3 lead in the eighth inning, that Lindor home run is freaking legendary. And if you are a Met fan, I don't care if he's 0 for April next year. I don't care if he's hitting 087 in May. Francisco Lindor has earned that trust as a megastar who came up big when the team needed him the most. Francisco freaking Lindor.